议程第三项，就是玛丽医院重建计划的进度报告，咁系议会文件嘅21/2019号嘅，咁啊欢迎医院管理局代表出席今日嘅会议，咁有医院管理局港岛西医院联网总监李德黎医生，医院管理局港岛西医院联网规划及发展组总行政经理陈金海医生，医院管理局港岛西联网总经理行政事务叶佩华女士，以及玛丽医院高级院务经理规划和发展组的麦丽君女士。咁啊，或者先请啊陈医生报告下嗰个玛丽医院个重建计划嘅最新进展。
多谢主席，多谢各位委员。咁啊，多谢大家俾个时间我喺度讲解一下我哋港岛西联网啦、玛丽医院同埋国良医院嘅重建计划嘅。咁我系陈金海。咁啊，关于玛丽医院重建方面咧，其实我哋定期嚟汇报噶啦。咁啊，今次咧我都系想讲翻我哋大楼嘅进程啦，同埋我哋跟住嚟紧嘅沟通啊等等嘅。咁啊，先我或者重新简介一次我哋玛丽医院重建嘅项目啦。咁基本上咧，我哋就系将我哋原本有三座旧嘅楼宇啦，包括我哋建立医生宿舍啦，包括我哋大学同埋我哋本身医院嘅临床病理大楼啦，跟住咧就将佢调迁咗去我哋旧时嘅高级职员宿舍。咁啊，改建成而家我叫 Block T 嘅一个嘅建筑物嗰度啦。咁我哋其實喺2018年嘅8月嗰時咧，已經調遷曬，完全完成曬㗎啦。咁跟住咧，我哋又清空呢三座樓咧，就變成一個地盤，就係頭先大家見到喺個幻燈片上面見到嗰、那個。咁呢個第二階段咧，我哋會拆卸曬嗰三座舊樓啦，跟住我哋就會開展呢個地基啦，同埋我喺上面咧就會起一座大樓嘅。咁呢個大樓咧，其實多謝各位委員嘅支持啦，我哋都成功喺上年立法會度咧爭取咗個撥款，亦都可以進程㗎啦。咁呢一度其實大家睇到呢，就係其實我哋喺10月尾嘅時候呢，正式將個地盤呢就交俾總承建商。咁總承建商呢預計呢就會開始做拆卸啦，跟住地基嘅平整啦，跟住上櫃起大樓啦。咁我哋預計2024左右度呢會落成曬㗎啦。咁呢一度當然當我哋要拆大樓之前拆卸舊樓之前呢，我哋都會做啲工作嘅，包括我哋會將內籠裏面一啲假天花啊、喉管啊等等全部拆除啦，清理咗雜物啦，另外喺地盤範圍裏面呢亦都有少少啲樹木啊等等呢，我哋都將佢移除咗先嘅，咁嗰陣之後我哋先再拆樓。可能大家如果經過薄扶林道呢，都會見到呢，其實我哋舊嘅港大病理學大樓呢外面已經圍咗啲綠色嘅帆布啦，其實預備做拆卸工程㗎啦。咁喺拆卸期間呢亦都會衍生咗啲問題嘅，咁我哋都充分了解嘅，包括聲音啦、塵埃啦、震盪啦。咁喺嗰個即係塵埃方面呢，我哋會除咗有啲帆布啊同埋灑水之外呢，我哋呢亦都稱置咗啲叫特別嘅霧化機。呢霧化機呢係比較大型嘅系統嚟，咁佢要將啲水呢做霧化出嚟之後呢，咁如果有塵埃飛揚嗰時候呢，佢就啲塵埃會黐住水珠啦，就跌咗地下方面，咁令到整個空氣質素同埋個塵埃減少。咁另一方面，關於震盪方面呢，起拆樓同埋特別租地基嘅時候呢，亦都恐怕會衍生一啲震盪嘅，所以我哋喺我哋醫院唔同嘅位置嗰度呢，都擺咗啲震盪監測儀器。咁啲儀器係實時嘅，咁我哋希望能夠監測到佢個震盪，令到我哋嘅工程呢唔會影響我臨時服務。咁另一方面呢，亦都係咁講，就係當嗰時亦都有啲噪音啦，所以我哋會設立咗好多嘅噪音監察水平點嗰度。咁如果一旦噪音呢超越咗個範圍的話呢，或者可法定範圍之內呢，我哋就會叫施工團隊呢重新檢視咗之後呢再減低嘅噪音嘅。咁慢慢跟住我哋而家過咗冬天之後呢，都會開始個春天啦，咁大家知道雨季就來臨啦。咁呢啲雨水嗰時候呢會造成一啲水氹呀嗰啲呢會容易有蚊患嘅，所以我哋會加強滅蚊呀等等嘅清理啦，同埋滅鼠嘅清理啦，咁希望呢唔會對醫院服務呢有任何嘅影響。咁我哋亦都知道，就係因為喺我哋個第一期嘅地盤裏面呢有條行山小徑嘅，咁之前我哋其實承諾咗，當我哋會再封圍封嘅地盤之後呢，我哋要盡快重置返條小徑俾我哋嘅附近啲街坊呀、居民呀、可以運用嘅。咁我哋其實1月嗰度呢已經攞咗撥款呢開展咗㗎啦，咁而家我哋希望喺第二季裏面呢會完成到嘅。咁為咗加強返整個重建項目同埋社區嘅溝通啦，咁我哋呢亦都借機呢喺過去個星期六日裏面呢有一個喺香港醫學博物館裏面有一個活化香港社區嘅嘉年華嘅，咁我哋都會聯同咗國良醫院啦，喺裏面呢擺咗攤位，咁呢就亦都吸引咗唔少嘅市民啦同埋街坊嚟參觀，咁我哋都簡介咗我哋嘅重建項目嘅進程啊，同埋我哋而家個成個過程嘅。 咁呢嚟緊呢我哋都會有啲社區重建嘅通訊啦，咁希望呢各位議員能夠幫手啦，咁、啊、就會除咗派發俾各位議員之外呢，亦都會希望各位議員呢能夠幫我哋將啲訊息呢帶俾、街坊啊同埋嗰啲市民嘅。咁我呢個馬嚟重建嘅簡介去到呢個位置，多謝主席。
好，咁唔該呀陳金海醫生。咁就聽聽下議員有冇啲提問嘅，就住馬嚟醫院重建計劃呢個進展報告有冇提問。林啟輝議員。
唔該主席。我想問一問呢、醫生呢就即係話剛才講嗰個關於工程進行嘅時候即係減低塵泥嗰、那個措施其中一個噴霧嘅系統，呢、這個係好嘅。咁呢就即係我想問一問呢，當嗰啲塵泥喺噴霧嘅底下佢就會落到地面。咁呢就有冇你有冇考慮過即係落咗地面之後你嗰啲泥車就會碌過曬呢啲塵泥跟住就出街㗎喇。所以呢一度有冇一啲灑水嘅系統呀，或者用乜嘢辦法可以減低將嗰啲塵泥帶出去馬路影響周圍個環境呢？咁樣呢一個呢而家新建嘅嗰座嘢我唔記得咗有冇停車場嘅，有幾個車位嘅。
OK，
唔該。
好，唔該。咁啊，司馬文議員。
Yeah, my first question is the MTR South Arnhem West will have a Queen Mary station, and I haven't seen whether in these plans we have a provision for connecting with that station. So that's my first question. What's the progress? Can we have slide 3 or 4 on the screen? So the next problem is this. This road is the main entrance road into Sassoon Road, but also the main entrance road into the hospital. So this is a Porcullum Road. Either people go down fast or they go up here. So there's a very high speed traffic. The exit for the work site is here, here and here. So the cars come out, they have to cross over 2 lanes and then back into traffic. So this is a very dangerous situation unless this is designed very well. You have a pointer for me. Okay. So I have been on site, try to figure out solutions, and the solution is that the traffic comes out this way instead of this way. But that requires the fire service department to move a fire hydrant. It also requires some underground work by Hong Kong Electric. There has been no progress since my meeting on site. In fact, the gantry is now sitting here. So my concern is that this site will be operating for 4 or 5 years on a very dangerous point in traffic. We've had a lot of accidents here in the past. So this has to be done very carefully. Now I understand that negotiation with fire services and buildings department for the contractor is very difficult, because the buildings department get many applications from contractors all the time. So we have to give all our support to make sure we have high level support for this project from the transport department, the fire services department, Hong Kong Electric, to make sure that this development site will have an entrance and an exit for the trucks which is safe, and make sure that the traffic can flow. And I think that the hospital authority needs help from the council to make sure that that happens. So we may have to write to the various government departments to make sure we give that support. Otherwise, we're going to have a big problem for 4 or 5 years on this junction. Thank you.
好，仲有冇其他议员有提问？陈李佩英议员。
啊，主席，我想问一问咧，医生咧吓，即系陈医生系咪？
系。
咁你有成4、5年嘅工程嚟㗎嘛，咁当你我想知道呢你哋开工嘅时间 嗰啲車出啊入啊，究竟係有幾多時間？係咪全日嘅時間？即係話晴天就雨天，大家唔開啦。咁啊，晴天當你開工嘅時候，咁有乜嘢嘅交通啊嗰啲？嚟到打呢個交通啊，咁剛才都有啲議員講過話，你驚住嗰啲塵埃咧多咧，或者啲石頭飛出嚟啦。咁我相信你哋醫管局咧都係好審慎嘅。不過我哋區議員都有我哋區議員嘅職責。既然上到嚟去傾呢個問題咧，我都想問啊，你哋有冇一啲或者一啲帆布啊啲嘢去遮實啊？咁以免呢啲石頭啊嗰啲沙塵咧，令到個空氣污染咗咧。唔該。
嗯，好。仲有冇其他議員提問？如果冇嘅话，就话陈医生回应咗先。
好，多谢主席，多谢各位议员。我谂我哋先答咗林议员同陈议员嘅问题啦。关于个尘埃方面咧，咁我哋其实呢度都系个简报嚟嘅啫。点解咧？因为咧，其实咧，基本上咧，所有地盘咧都会做几样基本嘅做法嘅。第一，佢一定要有帆布啦，会做一个遮挡啦。第二就系咧，其实喺拆楼期间咧，我哋唔好话呢个雾化机，其实喺每层楼宇拆楼期间咧，都会有啲洒水系统嘅。其实亦都会将嗰个尘埃减低先。咁而每一架地盤車出入咧，喺個地盤出入口裏邊咧，佢亦都要需要沖洗個轆啦，先能夠離開個地盤。咁個地盤咧，你會發覺咧，就係通常喺個出入口裏邊之後咧，都突然間有個凹位嘅。其實裏邊有啲好似水潭嘅嘢，就係當個車經過嘅時候咧，所有嘅車轆咧，除咗話沖洗之外，亦都要經過呢個水潭，亦都要減少咗塵埃。咁另外咧，為咗防止咗工業意外啦，因為其實大家知道我哋而家呢個地盤咧。正正隔離上去醫院，其實我哋都好緊張。我哋有同事，我哋有病友，我哋有好多唔同嘅家屬啊親戚過嚟，即係探病嘅。咁所以咧，其實咧，我哋喺嗰個措施方面咧，除咗帆布嘅一個樹立之外咧，另外我哋都會有一啲竹棚啦，同埋啲金屬架嘅配置咧，令到佢唔會有啲飛墮物啊，同埋啲泥石會飛翻出嚟嘅。呢啲種種措施咧，其實除咗係一般我哋所講嘅地盤裏面嘅安全，我哋都會做齊之外咧，其實呢一個霧化機其實係比較一個叫做先進啲，又或者係比較少用啲嘅方法，就係當如果我哋監測到個空氣嗰個塵埃比正常仲要多嗰陣時候咧，咁我哋就啟動呢部機。咁呢部機咧，其實就可以24小時運作咧，令到呢個塵埃再減低。其實呢一種種都係完全係加強嘅。嘅功能，特別係因應翻我哋醫院嘅環境裏面，我哋對塵埃同埋聲音啊、震盪嗰個控制，要比其他啲地方更加加劇嘅。咁呢個就係我哋嗰個模式去做啦。咁第二關於答阿 Paul 議員嘅問題，其實正正都議員都講出咗我哋醫管局喺呢一方面少少嘅限制，就因為頭先所講咧，就係關於路面外面嗰個控制方面咧，就好似阿議員所講啦，佢裏面可能要經過消防啦，經過路政啦，經過一啲或者運輸處等等嘅批核，先能夠做到出面喺我哋地盤以外所做嘅嘢。咁變咗，其實我哋同總承建商講咗，承建商亦都同建築署嗰邊咧，即係傾過下。咁但係問題就係、都需要一啲其他政府部門嘅支持啊，先能夠真係做到。咁呢一方面就變咗喺我哋醫院範圍裏面，或者我哋能力裏面能夠做到，我哋會盡量做啦。咁亦都咁樣講，其實個地盤車出入裏面咧，我哋咧其實亦都知道總承建商咧會有一啲交通安排嘅監察嘅，包括佢喺出入口裏面咧有啲交通督導員咧去安排翻啲車輛嘅出入啊等等嘅。其實咁同埋我亦都所知咧，暫時雖然去到而家呢個階段咧，未有一個即係正如好似阿議員所講，會有一個拆除咗出面一啲。位置啦，但我知道咧，因为喺我哋马院前边，头先我哋所讲呢度前边喺薄扶林道呢一度前边呢度咧，其实系做交通灯嘅。我知道而家暂时嚟讲咧，佢总承建商咧就运用呢个交通灯。当交通灯将啲车截咗龙嘅时候咧，佢嗰个地盘嘅车咧先喺嗰个阶段咧先驶翻出嚟，咁就避免咗后边啲车好高速咁驶过呢个安排。呢个系一个临时嘅措施，我所知道嘅吓。咁所以我希望種種咧，我哋都會一路改善落去。咁亦都其實上一次我哋同即係議員啦等等都睇過嗰個情況。咁總承建商亦都改善緊佢而家進出車個入口嗰個幅度啊等等。咁我希望喺呢個階段裏面咧，能夠減低咗嗰個所受到對馬博富林道所受嘅影響。
其实仲有啲未答到喎，好似阿林契辉议员讲咗停车场嘅问题啊。
冇错。多谢。阿林议员咧问到关于我哋个新院里边咧有冇呢个停车位，我哋喺个预算里边咧，我哋都有部分停车位嘅。不过我哋最紧要嚟讲咧，因为呢个新院咧，其实主要嚟讲咧就系将我哋而家比较挤迫嘅医院环境咧一啲重要嘅设施咧先搬迁咗入去嘅。咁包括嚟急症室啦、手术室啦、病房啦等等呢一啲。咁我哋个优先次序咧，都会先我哋希望能够容纳晒呢啲主要我哋比较繁重啊同埋急症嘅服务先嘅。咁剩低嘅，当然我哋都会谂翻睇下，即系会重置翻啲车位啊等等啦。咁最后关于我哋话地铁嗰、那个即系通道，其实呢个咧，我都希望主席同各位员咧帮我哋马嚟院手，我哋其实都好想有呢个地铁嘅联系。咁但系奈何咧，又系一样啦，又唔系我哋能够。医院范围里面能够即系做得到嘅嘢，咁所以咧，其实我哋都希望咧呢一方面咧，议会能够帮我哋手咧，就即系都去政府啦，同埋即系地铁公司啊等等，争取下可唔可以有一个即系地铁联系到我哋马来医院，因为我哋无论我自己同事啦吓，我哋个病人啦，我哋病人个探病家属等等，都好需要呢一个联系嘅吓。多谢主席。
好，睇埋其他议员仲有冇提问嘅？司马文议员。
Yeah, no, so just pointed out, I mean, I think this council needs to see these traffic management plans. We haven't seen them in these presentations. This is a very important junction. If you want to get to the hospital and you come from the north side of the island, this is where you have to get to the hospital. So it's a critical junction, not just a dangerous junction. It's also a red road. Pokphlam is a critical road. It's called a red road in transport terms. We need to see these details. And, as I said, I just went on site before I came to this meeting. There's very simple issues that need to be resolved, but the contractor can't resolve them. So they need help. So, and I think the only way to do that is by having some organization through the district council to make sure we can give that help. And I think we need to have a very detailed, conversation and support for the Queen Mary Hospital to make sure that everything goes smooth on this junction. This is a very, different situation than normal work sites. This work site only entrance is right on this junction. And this is a high-speed junction, high-capacity junction, and it's a critical junction. This is not normal. Transport Department would not normally allow traffic in and out of work site right on a junction where the traffic split in two lanes, exit and straight on. They would never do this. But here there is no other opportunity. So it's a danger. So we need to give some very close detail to this. I'm very concerned, and I hope my fellow council members are concerned, and I hope that the chairman can give me some support in finding a way of getting some senior support for the hospital authority in their communication, because as Dr. Chen just explained, his contractor goes to the buildings department. The buildings department goes to the fire services department. And then the answer comes back. Well, by that time, we're at a low level of support, and everything is too difficult to make any change. I don't think that the fire services department understands the difficulties, or that the transport department is fully aware at the level that is being communicated about the dangers of this site. So I think we need to give high-level support to this project and make sure that this traffic management for the next 4 or 5 years is very closely monitored. Thank you, Chairman.
仲有冇其他议员有提问嘅？系冇。咁啊，陈医生有冇补充？冇。咁啊，嗱，喂，你阿陈医生，咁其实你哋嗰个工地咧？咁你估計，即係你哋有冇一個估計估算，即係你呢幾年呢，比如話你哋嗰啲車出入個數字啊咁樣呢，即係咁你應該計到㗎。咁即係呢一方面有冇資料嘅呢？
我哋可以同個總承建商呢叫佢俾返跟住嚟緊啦，因為而家啱啱開展咗一啲簡單嘅拆樓工程，咁就其實做好少數嘅啫。咁我諗遲啲佢亦都會有一個數出嚟，就特別我哋做緊地基嗰陣時候，咁我哋可以叫佢提供返一個估算啦，每日出車呀或者入車有幾多個次數。
同埋唔同時期我諗係嗰個出車量都係唔同嘅。
明白，呢個當然
係唔同嘅時期，咁所以呢你俾返個 schedule 咁樣，每一 一個 schedule， 大概即係嗰啲出入車幾多啊？咁你哋將會做一啲咩嘅措施嚟到避免呢個交通嘅安全嘅問題呢？係咪下一次會嗰度報，即係下一次你想嚟回報嗰陣時候做翻比較詳細啲啊？呢一方面好嗎？
好，知道主席。
系啦，好嘛，唔该晒。咁啊，咁其实都想问一下咧，就喺即系呢个询问嘅啫。即系你我哋喺旧年七月五号，即系我哋嘅区议会嗰度咧，咁我哋区议会都有关心，即系话改善，即系去玛丽医院嘅升降机啊、行人通道嗰啲方面嘅即系改善方案嘅。咁你哋就话咧，就会喺嗰、那個重建方案係咪檢視，即係會唔會有得改善嘅方案？如果冇嘅咧，就會同相關政府部門去商討，同埋睇下揾下其他嘅資金去做嘅呢一方面。葉小姐有冇啲補充啊？
啊，主席同埋各位委員，或者我都跟進一下嗰個進度啦。咁我諗喺幾次嘅區議會，我哋都曾經講過咧，就係、是、有一啲升降機咧，就真係唔係落於喺我哋瑪麗醫院嘅範圍度。咁我哋而家主力咧就睇翻自己醫院裏邊嗰啲升降機啦，同埋啲行人扶手電梯嘅服務嘅。咁首先就講嗰個我哋醫院咧有個油壓嘅升降機。咁一路我哋都收到啲市民咧都有講，就話呢個油壓升降機咧好慢嘅。同埋有時咧都會損壞，咁咧嚟緊我哋都成功咧就攞到撥款噶啦，今年就喺我諗我哋喺今年年中咧就開展個工程咧，就將呢個油壓升降機咧就更換，就希望係換一啲係嗰個性能係比較快速啲，同埋咧就因為而家個升降機裏邊咧就冇冷氣嘅，比較焗啲嘅，咁所以我哋都會加裝翻冷氣，同埋喺等候區域嗰度咧，我哋都希望加強翻個通風，咁我哋預計咧今年2019年嘅年尾咧都會完成咗呢一個更換嘅工程。咁第二咧就係啲扶手電梯啦。扶手電梯咧，咁其實我哋喺呢三年內咧都更換咗嗰兩條扶手電梯。咁唯一咧就係舊年因為山竹嘅情況咧，就有一段時間我哋因為損毀咗。咁但係而家都啱啱我哋喺農曆年前咧，亦都整翻好噶啦。咁所以呢個我哋都喺個扶手電梯度嗰度都做咗啲翻新嘅工程啦。咁樣，同埋我哋都密切注意住嘅，即係如果有啲咩損壞嗰啲。我哋尽量会在礼拜六的时候 去进行一个平时的定期检测，就希望不要会影响到，即如果啲市民要嚟睇医生啊、探病咧，都尽量减少嗰个影响。咁至于路政署嗰两部升降机咧，以我哋所知咧，其实我哋就应该我哋知道，亦都我哋反映咗俾佢哋听，就希望佢哋会做一个更换。咁但系直至而家为止咧，我哋就未有一个进一步嘅消息。但系我哋个诉求就讲咗俾佢哋听嘅。
好啊，咁我哋大家继续跟进呢样嘢，好嘛
？OK，
好。咁陈太好。
我想問一問葉醫生咧，即係你話嗰個油壓升降機，如果係壞咗嘅時候咧，仲有冇其他代表可以用得到㗎
？OK，
好，就咁多係咪？好啦，
好啊，
咁啊，
咁我答一答先，
葉小姐，
係啦，因為而家嗰個油壓升降機咧就最近呢個巴士站嘅，所以大家就好知道就喺嗰度搭啦。咁其實再行過少少咧，去到我哋 S 座嗰、那個專科門診大樓嗰度咧，其實一樣係有一啲有三部嘅升降機咧，係可以去到醫院個地方嘅。
即路政署嗰度。
係，我話陳太你佢即係於即係醫院方面係同主席講嘅，就唔係同你講嘅嘛。
嗯，
唔該你。好，咁啊都答咗啦。咁啊，我諗就呢個都呢、這個議程，我哋都係好多謝即係醫管局嘅代表同埋瑪麗醫院嘅代表出席呢個會議啦。咁啊，陳醫生同埋李醫生就留低再繼續簡介紹呢個國良行醫院重建計劃。